Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside and they wish to see you." He said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's easy to do a ditto on yesterday because the themes of the readings are the same central themes that we had yesterday. The first reading, we have the rebuilding project of the temple after the exile, and how God had moved the Persians even to pay for the rebuilding of the temple. The rebuilding of the temple is an image of Christ's resurrection, the true temple raised on the third day. It would be torn down and rebuilt. And that's meant to point to the way that we are to be built and rebuilt on the stone rejected by the builders. That the ultimate plan for God is for us to become, individually and collectively, the temple of God, the dwelling place of His holy presence. And so this rebuilding project is meant to call us to look at the real foundation of our life and how we are to be rebuilt on Christ. In the Gospel, yesterday and today, we have the architectural plans. We're rebuilt on the Word of God. I think back whenever I ponder Ezra was always connected with Nehemiah, and their books are in parallel. In Nehemiah 8, we have what happened when the temple was finally rebuilt by the Jews. They took out the scroll of the Word of God, and they read it from dawn to midday, and then started again. And the people were all standing, from the seniors to the merest of children, and they were weeping as they heard the Word of God. And after they were converted, they celebrated with a feast, because they recognized that the whole reason behind the exile, behind the destruction of the temple, was because they were not basing their life on the Word of God. And so when, after those 7 years, they were finally back, they finally had the temple again, they wanted to make up for lost time. They would no longer take it for granted. So both the holy place, as well as God's most holy word, had retaken their proper places. The rebuilding project we see on that Word of God is meant to lead to something. And that's what I want to ponder more today. It's meant to lead us more and more deeply into God's family. Jesus came down from heaven to earth to found a family. And he describes today from where that family comes. When Jesus was interrupted and said, "Your relatives are outside, your mother and your male and female relatives," there's no word, as you know, for apologetic purposes in Hebrew to distinguish your immediate siblings from your other relatives. It's the same word, in case the Protestants ever hit you that Jesus was just one of many children of Mary. But your mother and your cousins are outside standing wishing to see you. And Jesus, without breaking the fourth commandment and dishonoring his mother, wanted to talk about a far deeper bond. My mother and my brothers, notice he didn't say his father because nobody will take the relation of his father. My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it. That's the greatest praise he'd be able to give to his mother, as we'll hear in a couple Saturdays, when that anonymous woman from the crowd shouts out, "Blessed is the womb that bore thee and the breast that nursed thee." And Jesus raises it and says, blessed are those who hear the word of God and put it into practice. Because Mary's great beatitude was not her physical relationship to her son, but as the ancient iconography shows, the fact that she had conceived the word through her ear, through in her heart first, before she had ever conceived the word in her womb. Mary is one who shows us all to hear and put into practice that word of God. Fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum. Let it happen to me according to your every word. Jesus wants us to enter more deeply into that familial relationship through this bond. Last Thursday, whatever it was last week, these weeks, I'm sorry, they're all just the days are just blending in. We had that passage from St. Paul's letter to Timothy about the four great images of the church. The first was the household of God. Then it goes on to a holy dwelling place, etc. The family and the building are meant to be mutually interpreted. And that's what the Word of God is meant to help. The Word of God is meant not only to be the structure of our individual life, but what brings us into a deeper bond with each other as family. I was rereading this morning that passage in Verbum Domini, Pope Benedict's beautiful exhortation on the Word of God and the life and mission of the Church, paragraphs 85 and 86, in which he talks about the familial impact of the Word of God. How we first, most of us, hear the Word of God in our family. And the more we ponder the Word of God as a family, the stronger that family becomes. Father Peyton's old principle that Mother Teresa used to spread, that the family that prays together stays together, is all the more true when the family reads sacred scripture together and seeks to act on it together and help each other to act on it. I give thanks that I learned how to read through sitting on my mother's lap as she would run her fingers through my hair in those days when I had hair, and just read the Bible stories. Zacchaeus, the short little guy climbing up to the tree, I'll never forget it. Daniel in the lion's den. Jonah and the whale. All of these were things that got us to want to imitate the virtues that we were hearing about. And it brought our family together. Likewise, in any religious family in a church, the more we're united with the Word of God, the more we will be united with each other when we don't just hear it, but when we act on it. It's a big setup for the Feast of Saints Cosmas and Damian, twin brothers who sought to live by the Word of God. They themselves were assiduous as disciples at a time of ferocious anti-Christian persecution. And they had heard God's word about loving others the way he had loved them first. And God had blessed them with the capacity for medicine. And they weren't going to use that gift for themselves. They were going to use it for others. So when they started to care for others, and the others wanted to pay them, they refused payment. They were actually called in Greek the silverless, because at the time doctors could charge almost whatever they wanted, and a lot of them were quacks. They charged nothing. And what people were able to discern is that they were doctors in a different way. And the question started to be asked about them. Why don't they charge? Why are they so good to do this for free? How do they become so patient? How did they become so compassionate? It was through their physical ministrations that they were also caring for people's souls, and others were following them into Christianity. The very beginning of the persecution of Diocletian, because they had such famous reputations of being Christian doctors, they were among the first targeted. And when they refused to sacrifice to the pagan gods, they were killed. far more than what we would be able to identify today, than their genes that they had in common, far more than the relationship of blood. They had the bond of the Word of God, and they wished to strengthen each other in hearing that word, which they read together, and acting on it, which they would do side by side. What a tremendous example. Who's going to be the Damien for your cosmos? You may not know yet, but God wants you to live this vocation in a familial way, not just in this generic familial spirit, but with someone and others, not necessarily just one, but in a family way in which you're a cause for the others, hearing and acting on the Word of God a little bit more energetically. And you look around, and when you see others aligning their lives more and more to the Word of God, that isn't a source of envy, but that's a source of inspiration. And that you help each other more and more to become living commentaries of the Word of God in its proclamation, but also in its moral output, that the Word is meant to be received as a word to be done. And when we live that Word of God, we build up the family of faith here on earth, and we encourage so many others to enter into that household of God. Today, as we come forward, we put into practice together as a family that part of sacred scripture to which the church has been more obedient than any other passage. Jesus' words, "Do this in memory of me." Let us ask him to help us to do this more and more together. Praise be Jesus Christ.